Welcome to another Suffolk County Council External Funding Team podcast. In previous podcasts, we've covered hints and tips on how to complete an application and what to include or what to do. In this one, I'd like to concentrate on a few things to avoid. Number one, don't chase the money. External funding offers great opportunities in terms of partnership working, learning and development, as well as grants or loans. However, it doesn't mean you have to apply. Take time to consider whether you need the money or whether you're just applying for it because it's there. And just ask for what you need rather than what you want. Your project must still be able to represent value for money. Number two, don't just apply for anything. If you have a project idea, then make sure you are applying for the right fund for your project. Some project applicants apply for multiple funds for the same project without checking as to how relevant they actually are. If you research the funds beforehand, you can save yourself a lot of time and effort. Number three, don't invent a project simply to access money. There must be a genuine reason for your application. The appraisal process can quickly identify those applications which have been put together simply to get money for the sake of it. There are two possible scenarios and neither of them are good. The lack of need and demand will show through and your project will be rejected. Alternatively, if your bid was approved, you may then have to deliver spend and output on a project put together purely for the money. If it fails, it will then reflect badly on you. Number four, don't rush an application. If the deadline is too tight, ask yourself if this is the right time to be doing an application and whether you have sufficient time to do your project justice. There may be other later deadlines which will give you greater opportunity to develop your application. A rushed application may well fail as information gets missed out, figures don't add up, typos occur, and baseline data isn't collated. None of this looks good to an appraiser. Number five, don't try to impress. Some applicants feel they need to exaggerate the benefits of their project or to overestimate the potential outputs. Some applicants feel they have to stand head and shoulders above other bids. Please try not to do this. It's impossible to second guess what other applicants will be doing, and there are many reasons why bids succeed or fail. However, bids are judged on their realism, so projects with unrealistic targets are unlikely to get approved. Number six, don't lobby for support. Funding programs have strict criteria and have an open and transparent application and appraisal process. Public funding especially so. Funders are not responsive to a word in someone's ear, and any attempt to try and influence a funding decision will not go down well and will reflect badly on you and your bid. Number seven, please don't underspend. If your bid is approved, please try and stick to your agreed budgets. Funders will have allocated a sum of money to your project and expect you to use it all. Underspends are not necessarily good news for projects and won't be welcome. This is another reason why applicants need to be as realistic as possible in the amount of grant they request. Finally, don't give up. Help is at hand from Community Action Suffolk or Suffolk County Council if you're struggling with the application, and the funders themselves will do their best to help you if you have any issues during the delivery phase. And if your application does not get approved, try and get feedback which will help you to decide if you want to try again later. Find out why your bid did not get supported this time. Was the fund oversubscribed? Was there a fundamental problem with the project, or was it just down to the application? The more information you can get, the better prepared you will be next time. As ever, if you need any help or advice on your application, Suffolk County Council's external funding team and the team at Community Action Suffolk are here to assist you. Thanks for listening.